Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And before we get into the show today, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who has listened to us over the years. We are into our 27th year of doing this goofy little radio show about scuba diving every week. And I am so humbled that I'm still doing it after all these years with an amazing cast and a crew that has tolerated my nonsense over the years. You know, I feel honored and
Humboldt Squid.
And, you know, as I said many times over the years, that I'm just too stupid to stop. So I might as well just keep going, right? CJ?
It is plausible.
Yes. So that's what we're doing.
I'm buying it.
You know, last week we were at Beneath the Sea, the dive show, and we talked to the dive god. It was kind of cool. I don't know if did you bother to even listen last week's
interview? I have not heard it yet.
Yeah, you should.
I got to catch up.
Because we ended up, I had an interview with the dive god, who has the record for the deepest dive on air, 437 feet. And we also met this guy. I think he's from overseas somewhere. I forget his name. But he holds the record for the deepest dive, period. And it was like over 1,000 feet. You know, one of these, you know, doing like, he took down God knows how many bottles down with him. But I had him and Neil together comparing notes on the show live.
Now, he was on air also?
Yeah, with Neil. So I had the deepest air dive, and I had the deepest just dive period guy with us on the show.
So Neil did his on one tank.
I think so. I believe I actually, you
I'm
know, that's
to
a
find
good
out
question.
How
he might add doubles on that. I don't know if he did or not. That's a good question.
So he broke Neil's record.
No, someone's he broken.
Well, he
mixed air.
Yeah, he did it on like Heliox or God
okay,
knows
that's
what
I was going to ask. Different gas.
Some
okay.
kind of voodoo gas.
Okay.
Now you heard the female voice. That was that's Mermaid Kristen. She's in the studio today. First time. What a way to kick off
she
our 27th year.
She made
on the
me
air.
Bring her here. I couldn't shake her.
Did you? Welcome, Kristen.
Hello.
Are you impressed by what you see here in the studio? I mean, other than me.
I mean, it is different than what you see from the normal perspective.
It's more magical, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
cool. Like going
it's
to cool. a TV show taping and you see the whole set.
And you're like, wow, I thought it was just a bunch of crap.
Those guys are so talented.
There's all kinds
How do
of
they do that?
Colorful buttons that flash and there's lights and people. Is it like that, Chris? I'm speaking for you, but you feel free to chime in anytime and say, Greg, you are absolutely correct and a genius as usual.
Greg, you're absolutely correct and a genius as usual.
Way to brown nose. That's why she's here.
Wow.
God bless the mermaids. And mermaid
you don't have
Kristen.
To say whatever he wants you to say.
Yeah, she does. She's learned. I mean, by the way, she just celebrated her 5-year anniversary as a Scuba Radio mermaid.
I sure did.
Oh,
how about
I did
that?
Not know that?
Yeah, time flies. When you're a mermaid and having fun.
Did she drink a lot?
I don't know, Casey, the tobacco nut.
They were drinking when they called me.
When then I got
a drunk call one night and it was out of control.
Well, good to keep up
the standards.
And then she hung up on me.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jerry called me. It started with Jerry, then went to Greg and Chris, and they're all chiming in, and it was really loud where they were.
What are you talking about?
And then all of a sudden I hear this. She's like, okay, well, anyway, gotta go. And I go, all right, click. And I'm like,
hey, I let you know. So technically, I did not hang up on you.
So, why that little? And I texted Jerry. I said, that mermaid hung up on me. He goes, ha, she sure did.
Yeah, well, that'll teach us.
Speaking of Jerry, where the hell is he?
I don't know. He's probably still, he might still be in the drunk tank after the festivities up at beneath the sea.
He was detained.
Wild. Well, you witnessed some of it, obviously, but when he called you.
Were police involved?
I haven't heard from him since, so you never know.
Right. Do we
have to post bail?
No way. He's on his own. If anything I've learned in the 27 years of doing this show.
Come on, man. You don't leave your brother behind.
No.
We gotta spring him.
No, old man for himself.
Technically, he's not fallen. He's just detained.
I don't know what he's done or what he is detained for or where he is. But he has no excuse unless he is in the drunk tank, which...
That could be a new bit.
But that's not really an excuse.
That could be a new bit for today. Where in the hell is Jerry the Diaper Guy?
Well, maybe. And there's Vinny Two Tanks. We got a few people missing.
Should we offer a reward?
We got Barry the Bugger with us, though.
Barry the Bugger.
Yeah.
Barry the Bugger needs to go back outside and hunt these iguanas that are infesting his backyard.
No, this is a dive show, Barry. A dive show.
Do they get stuck in your recycle containers?
No, but I do have a trap out there. I keep trapping them.
Earlier, before we come to the show, I hear this commotion in my garage.
Uh-oh.
And then I walk closer to the door, and I hear Kristen, and she's banging on my recycling bins, and I hear she goes, I'm trying to help you. And I go, what in the hell is going on in my garage? A little lizard got in one of my containers and couldn't get out.
And you killed it?
No. I was not banging around. I was picking up the pieces of recycling that was in there and moving it to the side so that I could get to the little dude.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm trying to help you. Stop moving. And he kept moving.
It was funny, though. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Right. Doom, doom, boom. I'm trying to help you. And I'm like...
Okay, so you weren't trying to help.
You don't have iguanas up there yet, do you?
No, just a regular lizard.
The little lizards.
Welcome to the first year of Iguana Radio.
Well, hey,
off this show.
Yeah, we're in Orlando, and we have the little lizards. And then when they get down to where Barry is down in South Florida, they're the big old green monsters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a step away from Godzilla. And
but they eat. They're helpful, right? They eat bad stuff.
No, they are a nuisance critter.
Yeah,
and Governor DeSantis gave us carte blanche to take them out.
Do they?
Does this all the time?
Do they ever
now.
Poop down your windpipe?
Yeah,
no, but they dig. They dig holes. You walk around your house and you find these 2-foot holes down in there where they're laying their eggs. You don't want that.
I think my dog would like take care of those.
They've destroyed the people. You ever gone over to Walt's house?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of
the Gomez Hilton dockage,
a lot of seawalls there that have been damaged by these things.
Excuse me, Barry. Breaking news. There's Jerry.
What? Jerry the diver guy? No way.
Jerry, where the hell were you, man? We were worried.
Here I am to save the day.
Okay. That's not what we were figuring you were going to do.
He thought you were in jail.
Yeah.
Nope.
Since last week, I figured, things got a little out of control beneath the sea in New Jersey, celebrating our 27-year anniversary. And old Jerry the diver guy, nowhere to be seen.
Hey, I was there.
What, in the drunk tank?
I've been to Nashville since then, buddy.
Okay.
Nashville.
And
Nashville. I went down and wore my cowboy boots.
Oh, crap.
He got his crap kickers on.
Oh, snap.
Okay. And the reason was?
Work.
Okay. All right.
Had to go be famous in Nashville.
Okay.
Famous.
Right. You had to go teach a line dancing class or something?
I didn't know they did the still thing in Nashville.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's big.
It's season, I guess. I don't know. But we're glad to have Jerry the Jerry the Diver Guy along for the ride for our first show into our 27th year.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. How many years you think you've been doing the show, Jerry? Way too long.
13, 14.
Okay.
15.
I'm going to do the math.
Yeah. What
too
is
long.
It? Do you know? You don't know. He doesn't remember what happened yesterday.
This is
2024. All right. Well, we're going to talk.
I've been doing it since for 27.
Yeah.
16.
Casey?
I'm 16.
You're 16.
This summer I'll be 16.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of anniversaries and birthdays and things to celebrate. Just a good time here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Fula. You'll hear that a lot when you visit Fiji. It's more than a greeting. It's the spirit of this friendly country. With 333 islands, white sand beaches, and year-round tropical warmth, it's hard not to feel happy at this exceptional dive destination known as the soft coral capital of the world. Fiji Airways has a modern fleet of aircraft to take you to Fiji in style and at great prices. Contact your travel agent now or go to FijiAirways.com and plan your Fijian dive adventure. That's FijiAirways.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Does diving in the Florida Keys for free sound too good to be true? It's not. Dive to make a difference and clean our seas in the second annual Trash Derby Dives, May 2nd through 5th. Sponsored by iCare and the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation. Win big prizes for bringing up the most trash. Free spots with dive operators from Key Largo to Key West are available now. Get details and sign up at iCareTrashDerby.com. Brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Come on, come on for the magical scuba dive tour. Right this way.
Come on.
What the hell is that?
Come on to the magic dive tour.
Could you, like, shut up?
Come on to the Magic Dive Tour.
I don't want to hear you.
This is your invitation. Come on to the Magic Dive Tour.
What's wrong with you?
Might see a levitation. Come on to the Magic Dive Tour.
What, are you an idiot?
Our magical scuba dive tour is waiting to take you to play. The unique scuba radio way. Dive in today.
That's awful. That's awful.
So let's clear the air of that.
Okay, if you insist. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Our magical scuba dive tour number two has been set for August 3rd through the 10th in the Turks and Caicos with Explore Ventures. We have Chef Anton, the scuba magician, is going to be on board. And he's going to make everybody on the trip that week. If you join us on board for that Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, he might make you disappear. But at the bare minimum, he's going to make you a scuba magician.
I think it would be cool if he cut her in half.
Well, Mermaid Kristen is going to be on board. She's going to, and she didn't know this, but yeah, we may be using her as chum.
And were you cut in half before?
No,
that was a different one.
Who was that?
Rachel.
It was one and done.
Yeah.
You can only do it once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
That was Rachel. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of the mermaids.
Yeah. So now there's Rachel one and two.
Half a Rachel.
Yeah.
50%.
Uh-huh.
She's not 50 cents. She's 50%.
Right. So Kristen is going to be on board for that August 3rd trip.
Yes.
And yeah, we might cut her in half.
Cut her into two pieces, Chris and Tin.
Ah, good point. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then also Megan Heaney Greer is going to be on board with us as
Who?
Well.
Who?
Megan Heaney Greer.
Thank you.
Why you CJ.
I just want to make sure we get her name right.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you say, Cock Johnson.
Trying to help.
And rumor has it that Jerry the Diver Guy is thinking about joining the party because that week or right before we get on the boat that week is his birthday. It's Jerry the Diver
what
Guy's
about,
birthday. He'll be 104.
Isn't there
we're going to celebrate.
Restraining what? Order?
For who?
Jerry.
Against?
From
Chef?
Did Megan have a thing where she...
No. The statute,
can't be within like
statute
200 feet
of limitations has expired.
No, I get to renew that.
Be careful. She might. But Jerry's birthday is just a day before or a day or two before we get on the boat. So, you know, the celebratory festivities will continue on. If you want to join us for that week, it's going to be a very, very special week. And the Turks and Caicos, August 3rd to the 10th. Call up Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577.
It'll be a hell of a birthday party.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be an awesome time because Megan, that'll be the first trip she's ever been on with us for Scuba Radio. And she has just a ton of stories. She might even do some free diving lectures and things. She's involved in so many different things. We've had her on the show many times over the past, but we've never been able to do a dive trip with her till now. So she's going to be on board. Kristen will be on board. Once again, Chef Anton, the scuba magician. He'll make you a certified scuba magician. I think that's what he's planning to do.
He's going to teach his course?
He's going to teach the course during the week. If you want to become an official scuba magician, you'll have the opportunity to do it that week. And if nothing else, he'll perform a few tricks for us each night. You know, maybe cut Kristen in half. I mean, we cut Kristen in half on Monday, Jerry on Tuesday, Megan on Wednesday, and then we're just
you. What about you?
No, I don't participate in that nonsense. No,
you're too scared.
Too valuable.
Greg's going to be the finale.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm going to cut him into three pieces.
It's going to be a good time.
Just make sure you have the whole show recorded before you do that little stunt.
Oh, someone has to, stay sane. And that'll be me.
Then that's not
that's me. Been doing it for 27 years now.
You're
CJ.
Calling yourself sane?
Yeah.
He forgot the end part.
Look at the company I keep.
He's unique.
Does Megan know what she's getting herself into?
Oh, hell no.
No, she knows Greg.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
Megan
used
to hang out with Manny. He was crazier than any of us. He fed rattlesnakes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, CJ was there at the beginning of Scuba Radio, and that's when I met Megan years ago. She was the U.S. free diving champion of her day back then. You know, that was like 25 years ago. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think she had a record for U.S. free divers of like 160 feet. 65, which at the time is insane. Now it's, God knows how deep it is. But, back then, that was crazy. I was like, you went down 160 plus feet down on one breath of air? You're like, yep, I did that.
I'm glad you said feet because it drives me nuts when they say meters because then I have to look it up or do the math.
Yeah, you got to pull out a calculator.
And I never know if it's impressive or not. They're like, whatever meters. I'm like, I don't know.
You just take feet and multiply
by three.
Yeah.
It's not exactly
Don't divide it.
It's not exactly
multiply
three, though, right?
By three.
Multiply. Sorry.
Yeah.
So technically, they should just say so many yards deep.
Okay. They could do that too. Or you
that I could relate to.
Well, just multiply by three, CJ.
It's not exactly three, isn't it?
It's pretty close. Close enough.
Three and some change.
Yeah.
So you'd be off. The more you go, the more you are off.
You're conservative.
Add a few more feet then.
Yeah. 165 feet is 50.292 meters.
There you go.
Okay.
See, I didn't get any of that.
I did.
My brain shut down. I go, I still don't know what he's talking about.
Barry's talking.
Plus, he went backwards. He went
be very, very quiet.
Okay.
Hunting.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll probably learn a little bit about her free diving experiences. But back in the day, she also was hanging with this team of folks that would snorkel down or they'd free dive down and they'd grab hold of the dorsal fin of like a tiger shark or a great hammerhead. I mean, we're talking like 12, 15 footers.
Bad idea.
Yeah. Definitely at the time. I was like, these people are crazy.
I am thoroughly intrigued now.
Yes. And I was like, they'll be great guests on the show. So well,
they had that TV show, Extreme Encounters.
Yeah.
So now like a prosthetic arm?
Nope.
No, you only lost a bit of a finger.
No, they've all, you know, done quite well for themselves.
No, Manny lost a finger petting a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that was a snake thing. It wasn't a
He was good diving. Not snakes, not so much.
Good diving, everybody. Yeah, it was a good thing. I mean, you know, like I said, I met those guys early on at doing the show.
Yeah, I don't mess with no damn snakes.
Yeah. Well, they were a little nuts, but once again, they made for great guests, and we became good friends over the years. And finally, it's coming full circle when we join together for this magical scuba dive tour, August 3rd through the 10th with Explorer Ventures.
What's her name again?
Megan Heaney Greer. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jake and I bonded over diving. We love diving. We got our diving licenses together. And one day we were on vacation and he was like, Mil, you got to be up at 8 a.m. We're going on a dive. And I was like, 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Dive? Like, what are we?
Vacation, yeah.
And he's telling me, like, we're going to the same spot we usually go to. I'm like, it's boring. Let's go somewhere new. He's like, no, we have to go to this spot. So we go under and we're like many meters down and he gives me like a shell and I like turn it over and it's a ring. And I was like, and I like looked at him and he was like, and I was like, because this means up. I want to go up.
So you can't.
So that technically would mean like a no, I don't want to marry you. I want to go up.
So you can't. You got to make a quick decision.
Hope you see the best in me. Dive in under next to me. Hold our breath and we can go down. Go down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so we have CJ and Mermaid Kristen in the studio today. First time for Kristen in the studio. So far, so good. She hadn't run out screaming like most of them do within the first 30 minutes.
Well, you just gave her some awesome stuff.
I did.
Slightly distracted.
So she's going to stick around.
I did. We're bribing her. We're prepping her. You know, because she just heard that she could get cut in half.
You should have waited until the end of the show to give it to her, and then she can't just.
Well, we just talked about cutting her in half in August for the magical scuba dive tour.
I should have left that as a surprise.
And I saw her kind of give us that look like, you're going to do what?
I'll stab you.
Hey, grab that bag of goodies behind you. You know, look at this shiny new object, a distractor.
Yeah.
And so.
We like shiny things.
Yes. That's how mermaids roll. But yeah, we're hooking Kristen up with some new gear. She's going down to South Florida and to do some diving. And so I hooked her up with a new nextdive.com regulator system, one of their latest and greatest. You can check them out, nextdive.com, nexdive.com.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And if that weren't enough, and of course it's not, we got the new Sharik Tarot dive computer with a Swift adapter.
Yeah.
How about that?
Super excited.
So she's got a new dive computer. So I hooked her up with some stuff to use. She needed some new gear to go do some diving. And so we got that.
Thanks to our sponsors.
Yes. And I know all the other Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members like Jerry the Diver Guy, Benny Two Tanks, Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
Yeah.
CJ even. Like, hey, where's my crap? I'm like, it's coming. You guys just hang in there.
Sorry, guys.
Wait for your turn. When we cut you in half, we're going to give you something, okay?
Okay, Greg.
It'll probably be a bag of garbage, but no, it'll be something.
How dare you?
I'm kidding. Yes, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
I have a suggestion for the season coming forward.
Yeah.
We have to practice. I think you should just twist her damn tail off like a lobster.
Well, okay, that sounds...
I cut her in half.
What did she do to you?
Somebody's jelly.
She got jealous. Yeah. I've been with this cool show for 27 years. I haven't got a pack of peanuts.
Oh, golly. Well, for what it's worth, peanuts cost way too much money for me to bother to get a bag of those for you, Casey. But no, honestly,
give the man a bag of nuts.
We our sponsors of Scuba Radio over the years, since we've been doing it for 27 years, they are being very generous. And, I think everybody's going to be pretty happy over the next few months as we prep for some pretty cool trips. You know, Turks and Caicos in August. Once again, that's August 3rd through the 10th. So you guys will be set up accordingly.
I got BVI in May.
Doesn't count. Sorry, Casey, you're out of luck.
Well, it gives you time to send me some new gear.
Okay. Once again, yeah, you're asking for a lot.
Bloody bowels.
Have you seen the price of peanuts lately?
Casey, if you're extra, extra nice, maybe I'll let you borrow mine.
Aha.
Oh, in exchange for the free skin I gave you?
We don't talk about that.
Wow. Uh-huh. He gave you a piece of his skin?
That's kind of gross.
That is really
gross. She has a brand new thermal dive skin.
Oh, one of those.
I just win all the cool prizes.
Yes. Well, okay. Well, you know, they'll work a deal. Casey the Tobacco Nut, Mermaid Chris could cut their own little side bet, whatever they need to do. That's fine.
Dima's coming and the bar will be open.
Okay. That's, you got to get socially lubricated for these. Yeah, maybe. That could be. That could happen in Vegas. But, you know, we got a trip happening literally in a couple weeks, and the only other person going on it with me right now that's connected to the show is old Vinny Two Tanks, who's connected with us today as well. Vinny, how you doing, buddy? You ready?
I'm doing great, yeah. Well,
oh, my gosh.
I should have taken it.
Oh, my God. Vinny, we had a running bet in the studio when we went to you, would your mic be on? And nobody would take the bet that it would be on.
We all thought it wouldn't be off.
So we have no winners at all.
Damn it.
Only losers, as usual. 27 years, nothing changes. A whole bunch of losers. But anyway, Vinny Two Tanks is going to go to the Galapagos with myself. We got the Aqua Gypsy Brittany with us and a few other friends that have been on the show before. They're going to be on the Humboldt Explorer with Explorer Ventures for a week. And we're going to do a broadcast from the deck of the boat. And I don't know about you, Vinny, but I'm at least 70% packed already. What about you? I mean, we still got a week and a half to go.
I'm about 50 to 60%.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range.
All right. So you're a planner, too. That's good.
Yeah. Did you pack your fudge?
I like everything. When I go diving, especially on a liveaboard, I want to have all my ducks in a row so I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
So I can just dive.
Well, you know, I've talked about this the last couple months, really rubbing it into the rest of the crew because, you know, I got a heated rash guard. I got a new wetsuit. I got new booties, everything. I mean, I really had to do a lot of extra planning for this one. I bought a new wetsuit. Yeah, but you did get a new one. So what kind of wetsuit are you going to wear in the Galapagos?
I'm going to go with a 5mm.
That's what I got.
Good call.
All right.
And
no heated rash guard? You're just going to go all natural?
You know what happened on that rash guard? I had it for 4 years. So I bought it brand new at Dima like 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
And I didn't read the directions. And it said, at least it said it's a good idea to charge the batteries once a year.
Yeah.
So I went to charge these. I never charged them in 5 years. So I went to charge them and they won't take a charge. So the only thing on my own
battery. What? What do you mean they won't take a charge?
They won't. I can't get it to work.
Did you, how long did you leave them on the charger?
I left them on for hours, but
nothing came alive.
It comes to a green light, but then when I put it into the vest and hook it up and try to turn it on, you know, there's that watch type thing you brush over to turn it on, you know,
yeah,
that little,
okay.
It just a green light pops on and it doesn't heat up.
Doesn't heat up. That's not good.
You have to put it in the will it heat up out of the water, or do you have to put it in water to get it to heat?
I think it'll heat up out of the water.
I think the batteries are bad. I couldn't get it to work.
If it's showing a green light, it should be working, dude. Unless you did something to the vest itself, the way it was stored.
No, it was brand new. I actually hung the vest up.
I can't believe it wouldn't work.
Did you try it in a vestibule?
Well, I could bring it with me. Maybe you can get it to work, but I couldn't get it to work.
No, put it on, power it up, and run into the shower. And, you know, have water come all over you. You'll look like a fool.
I don't think it's working because the batteries, when I went to touch the batteries, they never had any heat.
The batteries don't heat. It's the wires that the batteries are connected to.
You may need water for conductivity.
Well, maybe.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'll bring it with me. Maybe you can show me how to work it.
Well,
did you call the manufacturer?
No, the manufacturer doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Jerry.
I have
the brand that he's talking about, and I bet you it's working, Benny.
All right, then I'll bring it with me.
For that one too. It's supposed to be against your skin. Were you wearing a shirt or anything?
No, I just plugged the batteries in and turned and hit the green light, and I figured I'd touch the heating element.
No. You got to put it on, and then you'll tell if it's actually putting some heat on. Yeah,
okay.
you gotta wear it.
Go check it out.
You gotta look the fool to be the fool.
Just pull it over your head, Vinny. Well, just your head.
Yeah.
If I have room, I'll bring it with me. Maybe you can get it to work.
Okay. We'll give us something to play with. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Okay, so you guys don't watch the news. What do you do?
I do a lot of Dateline. I love it. Husbands murdering their wives. Happens a lot on vacation. Scuba diving. He'll just unplug her oxygen while she's underwater. Happens more than you think.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. 27 years on the air this week. April Fool's Day is our anniversary. We celebrated last week. The party has continued throughout the week. Bubble Boy also happens to share a birthday with our anniversary on April Fool's Day. He's not here today because...
Just somehow poetic and appropriate.
Yes, inappropriate, right?
Appropriate.
Oh, inappropriate.
For him.
Got it.
And the show, really.
Inappropriate.
April Fool's Day, really, it just fits.
Yeah. And people have asked me over the years, you know, did you plan it this way? You know, did you start the show purposely on April Fool's Day?
I know the answer.
No, it did not.
I knew that.
It was like the planets aligned. That just happened to be when we started 27 years ago. And I was like, that's ironic.
We'll start on the first of the month. What's next month?
Get a bunch of fools together, talk about scuba diving, and here we are 27 years later.
It's easy to remember, though, so that's kind of cool.
This is true. This is very true. All right, so Mermaid Kristen in the studio with us, along with CJ and myself, and she's been paid off, showered with gifts.
Handsomely.
And she's admiring her new Shearwater
Terra. It's like Christmas around here.
Yeah. And You're pretty excited about that, huh?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like excited to plug it in and turn it on.
Yeah. And?
And to wear it.
And to wear it. And you hope to dive where with this coming week?
At some point, hopefully my dad and I are going to dive. We haven't decided where we're going to go yet, but probably the Blue Heron Bridge and then down in the Keys, Isla Mirada.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
Blue Heron Bridge, yeah. World-renowned site there in Palm Beach, just north of Barry the Bugger and or a.k.a. Iguana Hunter. He was out. Did you kill an iguana the last break, and that's why you weren't there, Barry? Yep.
Do you barbecue
Are
them?
You proud of yourself?
No, I don't like killing things, but, yeah.
Are you going to eat it?
Yeah, you're killing me.
Why not?
I bagged it, and I disposed of it properly.
But like how? What
Along
did you
with
do
the
to
other
that
ones.
Big old green iguana? What do you do with them?
Barbecue them.
That's what they do in the island, you know.
You don't eat your kill?
You have to. No, not this particular one, no. They supposedly carry salmonella. I wouldn't touch it.
Do you remember that song, Greg?
You got to cook it out of them.
Do you remember that song?
Which one? Cook it out of them? I wish I was
in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana.
Right, see?
If anyone wants to come by and pick them up, I'll
I mean, they eat the tail of the iguana. That's a delicacy.
This kind of reminds me.
You put them in the cooler right away, you'd probably find a cook and eat.
Yeah.
You're throwing away perfectly good lizard meat.
Yeah.
I'll drive it up to you guys if you want it.
Well, Kristen's coming down.
Homeless on the street. They could eat it.
Why don't you get together with Kristen down there at the Blue Heron Bridge?
Kristen was out saving a little lizard. I'm sure she'd be ticked off if she saw the iguana.
You would eat a lizard tail, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
Maybe an alligator tail.
When I was younger, we went to Belize, and it was offered to me as bamboo chicken.
Bamboo chicken.
I did not fall for it.
What they call for.
I love it.
Bamboo chicken.
I don't know.
What about a tough wood?
What about a conch pistol?
There is actually a name they call in Jamaica. I think they eat them, but I can't remember what it was
called. Well, you're making me crazy.
Tree chicken or something, but
tree chicken. Well,
I don't like killing them, but they're damaging the backyard. They dig these holes. If you don't look down when you're walking and they dig these holes, you could break your ankle.
They're making you a golf course. What do you want from them?
No, they're putting out baby iguanas. We're going to be overrun with them. They're going to take over South
Florida. Why don't you just let them lay their eggs and then go stomp on their eggs?
You know, I tried looking for them after they've done that.
I mean,
I don't know how big the eggs are, but I never see any. I dig down in where they dug.
Thanks, Easter Bunny. Bok, bok.
So,
just that was kind of a random thought there, Jerry, but okay.
I think you should treat it like... I'll go ahead.
Huevos.
What?
Grill them.
No.
Huevos de iguana.
Yeah. Well, you're afraid of getting some kind of
Dios
poison.
Me.
From grilling the iguanas, but what about the eggs? Could you just fry them up like make them into an iguana omelet?
I don't know how big they are. As I said, I dug. There was one. He dug the hole and then he backfilled it, so I know there were eggs in there. And okay. I dug it out with my shovel.
No, not he.
Yeah, they're she's. But the point is that I never found them. I couldn't see them, so I don't know how big they are. They may be, you know, quarter inch.
How'd you kill this iguana during the last break, by the way?
You really want to know? It's with a pellet gun, and it's one shot to the head.
Oh, that's sporting.
Is it?
No. You have to euthanize them. What was the word that they used? Within the laws of the state of Florida.
Come on.
It's the same laws we apply to the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad when they've expired or getting to a certain age. Yeah.
There's a certain part of the year where we go out fishing, you know, catching lobsters.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't shoot them in the head and then take their tails off. We rip off their tails while they're still alive.
Okay. And your point is what exactly?
The point is that is not as humane as one shot to the brain where it's just gone.
Ah.
I mean, when you take a pellet, look, Jerry already knows that.
Well, Kristen, let's ask, would you rather be executed by having your tail twisted off or shot to the forehead?
Can I choose neither?
I would say choose neither.
No, thank you, sir. I said good day, sir.
Okay.
And don't touch your tail.
I said good day. I wouldn't do it. But,
we want to know the truth.
Okay. All right,
it is what it is. If it ends up in your area ever, you're going to get ticked off at it, too.
When you said you
it gets too cold up here.
You killed the green iguana. Yeah. You didn't eat it. So you disposed of it, flushed it down the toilet? What'd you do?
No, they're too big.
Well, what do you do?
Put them in a bag and put them in the trash.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're going.
What
to
else am I
going to
do? Mail them?
You don't even bury it? Give it a proper burial or
are
anything?
Are you kidding? I have to dig up a hole the size of this house.
They
to
dug
keep
the hole them. For you already. You said
no, they didn't.
Put them not with their hole. Eggs.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, right. They can feed off the body.
Going to reek of dead bodies.
Look, it is. Oh, no, boy. It isn't. It gets picked up on Monday.
No wonder the landfill stinks. It's filled with rotting iguanas.
It could be. Look, I looked up the rules. I know what FWC tells you exactly what you could do. I follow the rules as it is written. You can't poison
boring.
Them.
Boring.
You can't beat them to death. You can't chop fun. Their head off.
What do you train it? Turn it into a pet.
Why don't you feed that? It different things and you can find out what
kills
it.
These aren't little lizards. These things are 3 feet long.
Yeah, so?
Do you guys know that there's marine iguanas?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I'm going to see them.
Wait, you're going to see
those
them.
Are in the Galapagos.
Yeah, I've seen they're cute. Oh, they're, yeah, they're so like mermaid. They're like huge. Swimming Godzillas, but no, that's fine.
Oh my God!
What?
Come in!
I'm not going to shoot them in the head.
I am going to bring you some pet iguanas. Put them in your backyard. You'll enjoy it.
No, they won't live up here in Orlando.
They'll live in the summer. They will it gets hot as hell up there.
Oh boy!
You only get a few months of cold weather. They'll fall off the tree and they'll revive themselves, and then you'll have plenty of iguanas to play with.
Okay. Well, if you say so, Barry. I don't know. I just think your whole
as I said, plot line I don't enjoy doing it.
You
but
seem like you're pretty giddy right
I
now.
I would name one.
No, I'm not
keep
giddy.
Keep it as
I'm
a pet,
to
and his name would be Stanley.
He's like, hey, guess what I'm doing?
You're the one that asked. I told you the truth.
I know, but you seem happy about it.
No.
That's a little disturbing, Barry.
It's
I gotta
a waste
say.
Of time.
I'm starting to wonder
there.
About you. I am.
All right.
This is how I'm the whole serial killer
how many
thing
do you have to handle a day? Is it one
depends
a day?
Depends on how many end up in the trap.
Oh, he's got a trap. You got a trap?
Yeah.
You got a lizard trap.
No, it's a trap.
He's not good enough to shoot him on the run.
No,
I think this would be a good day to practice your lobster looping.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking 27 years and you got this? What can I tell you?
Eventually, they'll talk about iguanas.
Okay, exactly. All right, hour two is on deck. We're going to check in with the Masters of Rum. I kid you not, that's coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.